Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. April is Jazz Appreciation Month, and Cap Radio music hosts have something very special in store for listeners. Every Saturday evening this month, Avery Jeffrey will transport you back in time across the city as he plays selections from local jazz concerts hosted and recorded by the station over the past 45 years. These live recordings from Old Sacramento's Waterfront, Sac State's Music Recital Hall, and the On-Broadway Bar and Cafe, amongst others, feature so many legends of the jazz scene from the last five decades, and you'll get to revisit them throughout the month. Cap Radio jazz director Gary Vercelli and Avery Jeffrey join me now to talk about the history of live jazz in Sacramento and at Cap Radio. Welcome.
How's it going, Vicky?
Hello.
You took the short strut to the Insight studio. Thanks for coming in. Well, Gary, I want to start with you. Let's start from the beginning. When did Cap Radio begin capturing, recording, and presenting live jazz?
Well, we've always thought of ourselves as more than a radio station, but a kind of a cultural cornerstone that reaches out to the community. And when I first came to Sacramento, there was no Mondavi Center. If we were going to have jazz in the community, we decided that we would make it happen. And so I went to our general manager, Phil Corvo, at the time, and told him that I had an interest in booking some jazz talent that would not make us a lot of money, but would not lose us any money. And he seemed interested in that, and away we went.
What is it about the jazz scene in Sacramento over the last 45 years and counting that's so special?
Well, it's mercurial. It's up and down. There were periods of drought, but San Francisco has always had artists touring. And I thought, gee, if Archie Shepp is playing there Thursday through Sunday, what's he doing on Wednesday night, you know? And so we started collaborating with some of the promoters down there.
Awesome. Well, Avery, you're also a musician. What was it like listening back to these concerts?
It's definitely a blast from the past, for sure. Like you mentioned, some of these concerts go all the way back to the early 80s. Of course, that was before I was even born. And I moved into Sacramento in 2018. So most of these concerts happened before I was here. Of course, the Jazz Jubilee doesn't happen anymore, but that was such a big part of the Sacramento music scene. And it's always great to go back and listen to live concerts if it's, you know, from all the way back in the 40s or 50s, but especially ones that happen right here. You can just feel the energy when you're listening in, imagining the big crowds. Of course, most of them Gary was there for, of course, and, you know, up on stage emceeing the concerts. And, you know, our very own Mark Jones, Paul Conley, Evan Matzler, they were all there engineering these concerts. So it's just a great way to sort of connect with the past, the history of the station, because the music is so important and it's always been very important here in Sacramento.
Yeah, not only the music, but the voices and the people like you, Gary, and Mark Jones, who I'm staring at in the Insight studio, they're here as well. Okay, so we're going to start with our first clip. We don't go that far back in time when we're talking about five decades. This is from 2002, Old Sacramento Waterfront. Gary, tell us about this, the Bobby Hutcherson Quartet.
Bobby Hutcherson was an iconic vibraphone player who moved out, became popular in New York, but had one big hit. And with that one big hit on Blue Note Records, he bought a property in Montara and lived in Montara. And I talked to his wife, Rosemary, and said, could we please have Bobby come up for a concert? And she goes, not without an acoustic piano. So I got on my knees at that point, and this was one of the few concerts he played with an electronic keyboard in Old Sac.
He grew up in Pasadena, California. He went to the East Coast to play on the avant-garde with Jackie McLean. Then he got a Blue Note contract, and then he came back to the West, where it's the best. Will you please give a warm Sacramento welcome to the master of the vibes, Bobby Hutcherson. Thank you.
I'm so happy you came up with this idea many moons ago, Gary. What a great idea that has stood the test of time. Was this all broadcasted live on KXJZ?
At the time, we were a split format news and information and jazz. And we broadcast them. I think it was originally 7 o'clock at night. And those were live. Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, we're going to actually stay at the waterfront in Old Sacramento. We're going to also hear a couple of classic Cap Radio announcers at the beginning of this next clip. We're going to see if you can guess who these voices are. Take a listen.
Our free Wednesday night Old Sacramento Jazz Concert Series is currently underway with Allie Ryerson and Joe Beck. And right now, we're going to go out live on stage at Waterfront Park to KXJZ's Gary Vercelli.
Okay, we're coming to you live from Old Sacramento. Let's have a big round of applause from everybody here because we're on the air on FM 88.9 KXJZ, listener-supported public radio. We're having a good time out here and want to remind all our listeners who we welcome in now that we will be out here again next Wednesday night with Marco Silva Group, some great Brazilian jazz, and then on Wednesday, October 8th, a 21-piece orchestra from the Bay Area to culminate our jazz series, the Black Market Jazz Orchestra. So once again, thanks for coming out tonight. We're going to enjoy some more great music with the great Joe Beck and Allie Ryerson. Thank you.
Was that Steve Milne?
Kind of sounded like it.
Sure was. Steve was one of my favorite jazz disc jockeys here. He was hosted early evening jazz, as we used to call it. And in fact, I made my first contribution to Cap Radio because of Steve's programming.
Oh, wonderful. And so this was back in 1999. Avery, I mentioned that you're a musician here in Sacramento. It must be such a treat listening back to all of this.
It is fantastic. I only wish that somebody could have, you know, put me on a flight to Sacramento all the way from Texas. Of course, I would have been 4 years old, so I wouldn't have appreciated the same.
But you would, yeah, maybe a little bit.
But you can tell from listening to these concerts that the energy is electric, and the Sacramento audience for jazz music was like that back then. It's still like that now. Of course, a lot of these places don't exist anymore. You know, the Radisson Hotel, the On Broadway, and a lot of the other places aren't here anymore, but there's so many other great venues around town now that are keeping that tradition alive. And so if you go out somewhere in Sacramento, you know, this weekend to go hear some music at the Torch Club or something like that, you'll get that same vibe when you go and listen to the music. So it's great to make those connections and bring it all together.
Wonderful. Well, we're going to moved to Sac State now. This is back in 1984. Can you tell us about the time that John Hicks visited, Gary?
Yeah, John Hicks came up with the band that included Bobby Hutcherson. The piece we're going to hear is just solo piano, I believe. But the recording came out so clean, and the piano that Sac State provided was so good that Teresa Records wanted to issue it. And so this and the Archie Shepp album ended up coming out on a CD. And John Hicks is no longer with us, but the music lives on here on CAF Radio.
Let's have a warm Sacramento welcome for Mr. John Hicks. Thank you.
Wonderful. And that was back in 1984. From the Sacramento waterfront to Sac State, these are larger venues. So we're going to get a little more intimate with our next clip with On Broadway. Gary, describe what On Broadway, the vibe was like when you would take in jazz.
It was, the bar was owned by Clement Kong, a local prominent attorney. And he said he wanted to do live jazz. So I was promoting concerts independently of the station at that time. And I heard that Archie Shepp was available. A promoter in San Francisco told me about his availability. So it was a local rhythm section from San Francisco, George Cables and company, and they all came up and made it on time. Archie's flight came from London to Los Angeles. From Los Angeles, he flew PSA. I don't know if you remember that airline. But this is at a time when you could walk up to the planes. And so I went to pick him up at the airport, and everybody came off the plane, and there was no Archie Shepp. So I asked the stewardess, is there anybody left on that plane? And she goes, yeah, there is an elderly black man that's still on there. And Archie came off, and he was a real trip.
Well, let's take a listen.
I went down to St. James's for it. And I saw my baby lying there. So cold. Stretched out on a long white table.
That is amazing. And in a small venue like that, I can kind of feel the smoky club vibes back
Indeed.
In the day.
I must clarify, too, that wasn't Archie singing. Archie had no rehearsal, went up there with this trio just in time. And then this guy, Royal Blue, jumped up on stage and started singing St. James Infirmary. I'm like, who the heck is
awesome.
Royal Blue?
Well, I want to play one quick clip as we say goodbye. This is the Capital Jazz Project from the Jazz Jubilee in 2005. Let's take a quick listen. We are in for a treat this month, Avery. Thank you so much for putting this all together.
Of course, absolutely. And I must say that the last one is exciting because it's a group that still exists. Dr. Joe Gilman leads the Capital Jazz Project. Of course, you've had him on the show before, so you can still go out and get this experience as well. And we've dug up a lot of brand new concerts that had not been previously digitized. So now they're going to be available for our listeners to hear. That's every Saturday night at 8.
All right. That is Avery Jeffrey, Cap Radio music host, and Gary Vercelli, our director of jazz. You can celebrate Jazz Appreciation Month this weekend, every Saturday night throughout the month of April, 8 p.m., Cap Radio Music, KXPR 88.9 FM, as well as capradio.org. Have a great day.